Welcome everybody to Health, Wealth, and Divine, also known as Jawanza for Life. How's everybody doing? I hope you're having a fabulous day wherever you are. It is a blessing just to be alive, to be in the land of the living. It's truly, truly special. And I certainly hope that everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice feels the exact same way. As you know, that once a month we have a fabulous guest on. Wow, even just me saying once a month, that seems like these shows are so far and few and far in between. You know, it seems like we could have her on once a week. I mean, because the information that my special guest brings is just full of life. It's about living. It's about how to help you enhance this living experience so that you can move through it in a healthy, productive way. My special guest, if you know, again, you've been following the show for a while, or if you've seen the link that's been posted all over the internet, then you know my special guest today is a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine, Dr. Ruby Lathan. And if you're tuning in for the very first time and you're not familiar with Dr. Lathan, let me share a little bit about her with you. Well, Dr. Lathan is a holistic health and wellness expert and an advocate for plant-based nutrition. Dr. Lathan inspires with a powerful story of recovering from thyroid cancer through alternative treatment focused on a whole foods, plant-based diet. Dr. Lathan, who holds a PhD in industrial and system engineering and a BS in computer science, began teaching others about the benefit and power of plant-based nutrition. She motivates others to take charge of their health and provides tools for living healthy, disease-free, and above our daily routines to experience the peace and joy of life's journey. Dr. Lathan served as nutrition policy manager and lobbyist at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, where she led a national initiative to improve child nutrition and prevent chronic disease through emphasis on plant-based options in the National School Lunch Program. Dr. Lathan is a dynamic speaker and educator, hosting a number of seminars, workshops, and healthful vegan cooking demonstrations. She is also a health and wellness contributing writer for African American Lifestyle magazine and host of an alternative health webcast called Health 365 and the Whole Foods vegan cooking show, The Veggie Chef. So as you can see, we're about to engage in a discussion with a very, very educated young lady who has now devoted her life spreading the news about the benefits of eating healthy and living healthy through plant-based nutrition. She's got a fabulous, awesome, awesome testimony that every time I hear it just blows me away. And I'd like to welcome her back to Health, Wealth, and Divine. Dr. Lathan, as always, my sister, I bow to you. It's truly an honor, a privilege, and a blessing to have you as a regular on my show. I know that the listeners have benefited so much from having you as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I always appreciate our conversation, and you bring a lot to the show, of course, as well, with your questions and insight. So I'm always happy to talk with you.
You know, Dr. Lathan, this whole thing we call life is full of challenges, ups and downs, and a lot of stuff can just be avoided. You know, we, you know, live our lives, and a lot of people have, you know, experienced all kinds of health challenges that can really, really be avoided. And through these health challenges, I mean, many people's lives have just turned upside down, inside out. People have lived with dis-ease and had to experience not only the discomfort of that, but just the amount of money spent on dealing with these avoidable conditions. So when I talk to you, it's just a reminder. You always constantly remind us that our health is in our hands and that we can actually take charge of our life if we're willing to do the work, if we're willing to do the research, if we're willing to let some things go, add some things, and to actually make some lifestyle changes, that we can actually avoid the health challenges. Not that there won't be other challenges in life, but they don't have to be health challenges. And so I just appreciate you know, the work that you do, you know, sharing this information with us, family, because we need it. And for the people who are just tuning in for the first time, and I see the calls are starting to come in, for the people that are just tuning in for the first time, as I mentioned during the introduction, Dr. Lazen has cured herself of thyroid cancer. And, I mean, that's a very, very big thing. And I can't overemphasize it. I mean, I can't say it enough. Dr. Lazen, I hope you don't get tired of me asking you to give your testimony. It's just so powerful that I think that the listeners would just benefit just from hearing it. Do you mind sharing what brought you to the holistic health path? I mean, tonight's show is going to be on how we can treat and eradicate and get rid of sciatica naturally. But before we do, so that the people understand why they're listening to you, you're listening to somebody that knows what they're talking about. She knows the body, and she's got a powerful testimony to prove it. Would you mind sharing your testimony with our listeners as to what brought you to the holistic health path?
Sure, sure. It was several years ago now. As the years go by, I can't believe it's been so long. It was back in 2007 that I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and I decided to look into alternative or natural treatment. And, you know, and I think, you know, as I say alternative treatment, I sometimes catch myself and say this really should be mainstream treatment. So we shouldn't really call it alternative because it should be the first choice. And so I looked into natural treatment for healing my body. I just had, you know, a belief that the body can heal itself from a number of things, including cancer. So I started researching on how to do that and on thyroid health and all of that, and found plant-based diets and boosting the immune system and all that, that, you know, by changing those things, the body could heal itself. And that's what I did. There was a year-long journey of just changing pretty much everything in my life, from diet to lifestyle to job to relationships to and eventually location. So I pretty much changed everything and was able to heal the cancer naturally without any, you know, medical, traditional medical intervention. And so that changed my life. And then I wanted to share it with other people, because not only can we get rid of cancer and other things, you know, there's all these little chronic things I used to have as well that went away, that I thought, you know, were things that I just had to live with. And anytime something pops up now, even though, you know, I'm trying to stay as healthy as possible, there's always something that, you know, that kind of gets in our way. But now I know there is a natural way to treat this, and the road to healing is very short. And we just have to, you know, remind myself that, but then just in the process of teaching others, I continue to learn and grow and then help people find that path to help a lot quicker than searching it on your own, and kind of putting all that information in a nice capsule so that you don't feel alone and doing all this research from scratch. But in that process, I learned a lot. And so, you know, I'm just dedicated to helping people find that path a lot quicker and a lot easier and have a support system to do it.
You know, having cured yourself of cancer, that, I mean, whatever anybody is dealing with is big. I mean, whatever health challenge a person is dealing with is big. I mean, somebody that has, you know, diabetes, that's just as big to them as cancer is to the cancer patient. Or somebody that's dealing with sciatica, for example, that's just as big to them as cancer is to the cancer patient. But when you talk about cancer, I mean, that's just like, it's for a lot of people, like, that's the death sentence. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when people hear that somebody's got cancer, they just assume that, oh God, you know, they, you know, images of funerals and, you know, this sort of stuff starts running through people's minds. excuse me. But for you, you didn't have that. I mean, you took a whole different approach, and, you know, in your working with people, you teach people how to take control of their own lives, and I think that's important because you're speaking from experience. You took control of yours, okay? You actually started making some decisions, making some You know, you were proactive about it. You didn't just go with what the doctor said. You know, doctor might prescribe this here, take this, call me in the morning. You know, you were like, no, this is my body. You know, I'm in control here. I'm gonna give the body what I know that it needs. Could you talk about that, just the need for people to actually take control, for them to be in the driver's seat? Because this is our individual bodies. It belongs to us. And ultimately, we are the ones responsible for taking care of it.
I mean, that's the main thing, is for people to realize that they are in charge of their health, because the way our systems are set up, it feels like we just show up and then the doctor or whomever else takes charge, and you're just like a body that does what they say. And that's pretty much how it is set up. They don't give you your records. They don't, you know, engage you. They just get your consent to do what they're going to do. And, you know, not bashing the medical industry, but we need to change the way we interact with the medical field, with doctors, and realize that we are not just bodies to be acted upon, that we are beings that need to decide what we're going to do, take this information, decide that, you know, we're in control. Information is given, and you actually have a choice, and it's not always the choice that is told to you. There are often, you know, various choices. And so, you know, we have to first learn not to panic when you get news like cancer and like other things, and make very quick decisions. Sometimes we have to act quickly, yes, when we have things that are growing quickly, but not out of panic and fear. We have to make it from an informed decision point. That's number one. And then number two, have a little confidence and faith in yourself that you can make a decision that may be different than what your doctor just told you. That's okay. That doesn't happen that often, so when it does happen, there's a lot of resistance and surprise and a little bit of pressure to follow the path. But when you're taking charge of your health, that means just that. You're in charge and not anyone else, not even a natural person who's telling you what to do. They should be advising you, and you ultimately decide, because you're the one who has to stick with this process either way. So it has to be your decision. So really just trying to changing the dynamic that, you know, you're the one in charge, you're going to get information, and ultimately you need to compare that information with other information and make a decision and not just take what's given. And a lot of times understanding that you're going to have to make some changes, and sometimes what is presented to us because our doctors and the established medical field doesn't feel like people have the wherewithal to make changes that will work. I mean, I've heard doctors who are like cardiologists say, sure, a vegan diet works, but it's impractical and it's way too difficult, and my patients aren't going to do it, so I don't prescribe it, even though it works, because they don't have the discipline to make this happen. And so you're not even presented with that information. So the industry is already saying, we know that the public has become somewhat lazy and they want a pill and a quick fix, even if it's a painful fix like surgery or a painful process. You really don't want to change your lifestyle, so we're just going to give you this, you know, approach, and then we go ahead and do that, when not understanding that what comes with that approach is more illness, more sickness, more side effects, and ultimately early death. When if we do the work up front, that seems like the hard work, we get the benefits of a more vibrant life during this process, and we get a better life and long life, and ultimately less expensive, because we're not on 100 medications or 10 medications or any, and we're living a better life in the process that we then get to pass on to our families, a legacy of health, as opposed to the legacy of death that is always highlighted when you go to the doctor's office, of who had what and what did they, you know, what runs in your family. You know, we want to pass on a legacy that good health runs in the family, because we took these steps to make positive lifestyle changes, to live naturally the way we're intended.
You know, Dr. Lathan, I got a call several weeks ago from my daughter, as you know. And in the call, she expressed to me that there was a friend of hers that she had that was dealing with the condition of sciatica. Now, prior to this call, I didn't know what sciatica was. I had never even heard of it. You know, I mean, maybe I had heard of it, but in varying different terms, maybe. But I didn't know, you know, I wasn't familiar with the term. And I was pleased that she reached out to me. You know, I was pleased that she actually picked up the phone and called me and asked me, you know, if I knew anything about it, because, you know, she knows that I'm, vegan and in the holistic health, and it made me feel good that, you know, we, you know, have established that if there's something dealing with health or something, if she has a question, she can call me and, you know, I can get the answer. And so, of course, I reached out to you because I figured, well, Dr. Lathan, I mean, knows the body, so let me reach out to her and see if we can put together a show on sciatica so that we can help my daughter's friend. Now, today I actually spoke with another friend who I didn't even know had sciatica, okay? And she informed me that this show was just basically a blessing because she had been dealing with sciatica pain for the last few days, you know, so I believe she's online as well, and I welcome everybody that's on board. And also during the course of this, discussion, if you have a question for Dr. Lathan, all you have to do is press 1, and I can bring you on, and you can ask your question. But let's talk about sciatica for a moment. What is it? Because again, there are a lot of people out there who might be hearing it for the first time, and or know it by another name. What is sciatica? Let's start there.
Sure. Well, there's a. It comes in a lot of different forms. It's a term that's used to describe symptoms that are associated with nerve compression of the sciatic nerve root compression. So when the sciatic nerves are compressed, it produces pain. It's pretty significant pain for a lot of people, so it can, you know, be in the spine and most commonly run through the legs. And so that really, and when it becomes compressed or pinched, that's when we're calling it sciatica, and you have the pain that's associated with it. And it can be mild to very severe.
So when a person has sciatica, is that something that is brought upon by diet possibly? I mean, or is it more of a lifestyle thing? I mean, because I would imagine, just from what I understand about it, after having, you know, read up on it, you know, dealing with the spine and dealing with, you know, discs in the back and so forth, is it something that could be brought on by poor diet? Or could it be brought on by, say, posture or, you know, other things of that nature, more physical things like that?
It can. It's usually brought on sometimes by lifestyle. It can be brought on by kind of the effects of a poor diet. So, you know, for example, obesity is one of the causes, you know, putting extra pressure on the spine. Is one, but you still have people who are not obese that also have it. Also, one that's been found is chronic dehydration is a common cause of the condition as well, because we have basically fluid that is in between our disc and in our back, and fluid also in our cartilage and things like that. And so when we're at a state of chronic dehydration, the fluid is less and less and is more prone to having that kind of pain associated with that. And so oftentimes, you know, people through, you know, hydrating properly have been able to alleviate some of those symptoms. So that's, again, it's from the, you know, from our lifestyle that we do this. And the other that we can bring on symptoms, other is like chronic sitting for too long. I just call it chronic sitting because, you know, if this is a day in and day out habit, it can, you know, agitate this, usually make it worse, and have a part in bringing it on. So we have to move often. And then the other part that's more dietary is having eating a very acidic diet can contribute to it as well, because it causes more inflammation, and the more inflammation there is, the more pain you're going to experience. So, you know, eating more alkaline plant-based diet, more fruits, vegetables, and things that are alkaline are really going to benefit quite a bit in dealing with the issues.
So let's say, for example, you have somebody that's experiencing the pain associated with sciatica, and we know pain makes you do a lot of stuff. I mean, like, for example, let somebody have a toothache, you know, and that pain is like, you know, hey, doc, take it, you know, just take it, yank the thing out. I don't care, just get it out of my head, you know. But now with somebody that's dealing with sciatica, now let's say the doctor's suggesting surgery, you know, let's say back surgery, or, you know, we're going to, you know, the disc is compressed down on the sciatic nerve or whatever, and we're going to have to go in to operate to correct that. When a person's in pain, they're liable to make a decision that they ordinarily would not make, you know, especially if the doctor's promising that this will alleviate the pain, this will make the pain go away, this is what I see. And then they hear a show like this where we're promoting a vegan lifestyle. Now somebody might wonder, well, how long is that going to take? You know, how long is that going to take to alleviate pain, because, you know, I'm in pain and these, you know, this pain medication ain't working no more, you know. So what would you say somebody faced with that type of situation? The doctor's suggesting surgery and they're in pain, but they're hearing this show and they don't want to do the operation.
Right. I understand, because when we're in immense pain, you do want it to go away immediately, and I do understand that. However, as with a lot of things, when you're dealing with surgery, it doesn't always fix the problem. It usually may momentarily fix the problem, and then if we haven't dealt with the root cause, the issue comes back, and sometimes worse. So it really depends on why you're experiencing this. You know, if it's herniated disc, or sometimes it's even like a bone spur or something like that that could be the cause. In that case, you know, surgery to correct the bone spur could be helpful. But if it's not that, you know, when we're looking at, there are other methods to help relieve the pain that you should try first. And then additionally, any lifestyle changes you're going to make are going to be beneficial, not just for that condition, but for underlying conditions you probably don't know you have, or for other things that you're dealing with that aren't major yet, that will be taken care of as well. So there's like, there are multiple benefits. It's basically a no-lose scenario when you make lifestyle changes, because either way, you're going to benefit from this. If you switch to an alkaline diet in an effort to alleviate your pain, you'll probably get some pain relief, but you will also, you know, set yourself up to avoid other diseases, and you'll be feeling better overall. So it doesn't always work, especially, and that's one that, this is one of those conditions where surgery often doesn't fix the problem. And so it's worth your while to, you know, try numerous things, from movement and yoga and water. It sounds so simple, but drinking adequate water alleviates a number of conditions that we don't realize that are caused by that. So I would say, you know, hold out a little while longer and try something that might actually work. And some, when done in concert and done, you know, fully together, it can work relatively quickly. So it doesn't necessarily have to be months more of pain or anything like that. When you're making, you know, serious changes, the relief can come relatively quickly.
You know, I was reading today that even being on the topic of surgery, that surgery for sciatica, you know, they might actually say remove part or all of one of the damaged discs in the back or in the spine, mm-hmm. which is going to place additional stress on the nearby discs, which is going to often result in the other discs starting to bulge or to degenerate even years after the initial surgery. So, yeah, you might go in and have the surgery and they, you know, might remove a disc or you know, work with a disc or whatever, but now that's going to put stress on the other discs that are nearby. And so now in years to come, you might start experiencing other issues with bulging discs and so forth. So, I mean, you really want to think about it again if you're considering having surgery, because as we know, Dr. Lathan will attest to this, that surgeons know surgery. That's what they know. So if
mm-hmm.
you go to a surgeon,
mm-hmm.
He's going to suggest surgery. I mean, he's not going to suggest
mm-hmm.
that you go on a vegan diet. He's not going to say, you know, drink more water, make some lifestyle changes. He's going to say, hey, we need to go in and, you know, take care of that surgically. But,
right, exactly,
because
that's what he does. It's like going to a chef and expecting anything other than food. So... that's what he's going to do, right? So you make a good point. That is what is going to be the prescription. And a lot of times they're not aware of these other changes either that will, you know, lifestyle changes that will work. So they're definitely not going to make those recommendations, and sometimes they're waiting for a scientific journal article to validate the approach before they make the recommendation, so they feel, you know, safer. And sometimes that's not there. And we, by the time that's in a journal article, you know, we've been, you know, doing it for 100 years already. So, yeah.
You know what? I think that when you mentioned movement earlier, and you mentioned yoga, and I think that yoga would probably be an excellent remedy, or one of several remedies that could help with sciatica, especially just, again, even if we're not talking about just straight up yoga, but just even back exercises. I mean, just bending down and touching your toes, it seems like it would elongate, you know what I mean, the spine. And if sciatica is a condition where you have discs that ultimately end up pressing down upon each other, you know, then to stretch the back out seems like it would have immense benefits in treating sciatica. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, absolutely. There is a book by a doctor that I mentioned about this water, who's talking about how water affects a lot of things, but one of his remedies for back pain and others is to hydrate quite adequately and then do a number of exercises that actually create a vacuum to help get the spine realigned and the water and the hydration where it should be, so that it's cushioning as it's supposed to be. Because when things are bulging, then it's pinching in the wrong area. There's not enough cushion and all of that. So these exercises help get things back in line and create the vacuum to help basically pull things back in shape. And yoga would do that naturally. So basically, if we create a lifestyle, again, where we do these things naturally, we avoid all this. So if you're someone who's been doing yoga for 20 years, you probably never deal with this condition
mm-hmm.
because you are basically exercising and strengthening your back muscles and all of that that keep things in line. When we sit too long and are basically somewhat sedentary, those muscles don't get used, and then they become loose and things get out of line, and then we go to lift a box or something, and then, you know, everything's not strong and tight as it should be. then we you know, slip a disc or something like that. And or if we're not, you know, moving and we're not limber, then we cause that type of thing to happen. So by having a very active lifestyle and by doing yoga regularly, you avoid like a whole host of diseases, from arthritis to, you know, bone degeneration to, you know, sciatica. So there's a lot of things. Yoga is like it's like one of the fountain of youth exercises to keep, because it keeps your bones strong, it keeps your muscles tight, it keeps you very limber and movable, so your muscles are stretching, and so that you don't cause injury to yourself as you age, as you lift things, as you do. So yoga would be like at the top of the list. And if you're dealing with sciatica now, you'd want to move into it slowly, but begin by walking. You'd want to begin by walking a lot, and then by stretching, and then easing into beginner level yoga. You don't want to jump into advanced yoga right off the bat. Beginner level yoga and moving on up would definitely cause a lot of relief, because you'll eventually get things back in line. And then with the water, because you cannot forget that, will help, you know, hydrate the body, put the water in the cushions where they're supposed to be, and help alleviate some of that pain. And so I wanted to give this book. It was Your Body's Mini Cries for Water, by F. I'm going to spell his name because it's a very long, I believe he's an Iranian doctor. It's BATMANGHELIDJ. So I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. But he has a book that it deals with water, but in the book, for specifically for dealing with sciatica and back pain, he has an additional book called How to Deal with Back Pain and Rheumatoid Joint Pain. And those give specific exercises to help relieve that. So your minimal investment is a book and water. So it's like to heal something that probably won't be fully healed with surgery. So the cures are very simple. And I know another cause for this can also be diabetes, where people have nerve pain and it can exacerbate this condition as well, or create its own nerve damage. So obviously the type of diet we're talking about, where you're moving toward plant-based, getting rid of processed sugar, you know, heavy sugar, sodas, you know, candy, all the garbage desserts, you know, wheat rolls and all that kind of thing, getting rid of all of that, getting rid of you know, processed meat and meat in general that clogs the arteries and the cells, which cause the insulin resistance. So getting rid of all that and going to plant-based is definitely going to alleviate the diabetic nerve pain that comes along with that type of poor diet. So,
you know, I just want to mention that, just piggybacking on what Dr. Lathan mentioned concerning yoga, and it's amazing how stuff just, you know, comes together, because, again, now this took place, what I'm about to share took place after I, you know, got the call from my daughter concerning sciatica. Was talking to a gentleman who's going to be a guest on my show on Wednesday, August the 17th. He's going to be talking about yin yoga. Okay, that's Y-I-N yoga. Now, when I asked him for his bio, he sent his bio over, and amazingly, he got into yin yoga after he had become diagnosed with sciatica. And after doing the yin yoga, he actually amazingly, miraculously, quote, end quote, got rid of the sciatica just by practicing yin, that's Y-I-N, yoga. Now, yin yoga is a specific type of yoga that deals more with stretching the connective tissues as opposed to focusing on the muscles themselves, but actually deals, you know, dealing with the joints. It's actually been coined yoga for the joints, you know. So he actually, you know, claims that, you know, hey, this is how I got into yin yoga. I was diagnosed with sciatica, and as in an attempt to alleviate it, I was introduced into yin yoga, and the sciatica disappeared. So just to, you know, follow up on what Dr. Latham was just sharing concerning yoga. Now, the show on Wednesday is going to be on Wednesday the 17th is going to be on yin yoga. The show is not about sciatica, but I just found it interesting that, again, after I had gotten a call to, you know, get information on sciatica, then I get a bio from somebody who claims that the reason they got into yin yoga was as a result of sciatica.
Sure, and that's interesting how that all kind of dovetails together. And you can, you know, even give more specific tips on the type of things, but that just highlights exactly what we're saying. You know, there's someone who cured it, you know, through movement, and that's exactly the point, is that usually the most common reason that, that this occurs is, you know, that we have either jobs that are extremely sedentary, where we're, you know, sitting at a desk all day or driving all day, which is a problem. We're not meant to do that. So we've got to find a way within the confines of these occupations to not hurt ourselves by, you know, remaining sedentary. And doing yoga every day is one of those ways, for sure.
You know, I think that, you know, you mentioned earlier in the broadcast that there are several ways that, or several, I don't want to use the word triggers, but for lack of a better term, that can actually bring it on. For example, dehydration, being sedentary, being obese. So I think that if you address all of these, for lack of a better term, triggers,
factors,
you can
basically. These are the factors that raise your risk for that, yeah.
Because I think that if a person is, let's say they're sedentary, you know, let's just use an example. Let's say they're a bus driver and they drive a bus all day long, you know, but they don't drink enough water either, okay? Let's say they found another job, you know, let's just say they did something else, you know, they got out of that and got into something else, but they still didn't increase their water intake, then you're still going to have issues, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You're still checking off one of the risk factors. So what you want to do is eliminate all those to reduce your risk down to almost zero. So, yes, you could change your job and still be at risk for it, especially if you haven't changed anything else. You can lower your risk by, you know, not sitting all day, absolutely. But there are things, you know, that you can do, like drink adequate water, that would just reduce it by that much more. So it's not enough just to remove one risk factor. We want to take them all away. So, you know, if you have a sedentary job and now, you know, either you retired or you got a job where you're walking more, that's great. But you still want to be doing stretching and, you know, things like yoga that keep the muscles strong. And limber, and you still want to, you know, drink adequate water and still have an alkaline diet, because the body is a system. So you might have alleviated one thing, but we want to alleviate a lot of other things that not doing those things puts you at risk for.
What about glucosamine, doctor? Would that be something that somebody dealing with sciatica could take that could help benefit or alleviate or help to correct whatever the issue is?
I'm not really that familiar with glucosamine and, you know, sciatica, but there are definitely herbs that help relax. So, you know, there are a number of things you can do to help throughout the treatment that help relieve the pain. Of it, we still want to, you know, kind of go toward that root cause and deal with it from that level. There are a number of herbs and other things that can help. So I'm not sure about that one. I'm sure that is probably beneficial. but just don't have a lot of information to advise on that one.
Okay. Well, the phone lines are the board is getting full. So everybody, if you have a question for Dr. Lathan, if you or somebody that you know is dealing with the condition known as sciatica, and you have a question, then now's the time. All you have to do is press 1, and it will alert me that you have a question, and then I can bring you on, and you can ask Dr. Lathan anything you want. So, doctor, let's talk, if we can, just about the effects of the sciatica. I was reading that it normally affects person, I believe, on the left side of their body. Do you know, could you speak on that at all as to why it would affect just the left side? Because, I mean, you have these discs on both sides. So any particular reason why it would just affect primarily the left side of the body?
No, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure why that is. It could just be a habitual thing about the way we use our bodies. If we're more prone to, you know, being right-handed and doing things that affect the left side, I'm not really sure on that one. That's a good question, though.
Okay. Well, somebody has a question, and so I'm going to bring you on board. I'm going to call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, and you'll be on the air with us, okay? So, 3018, you're on the air with Dr. Lathan. Welcome to Juwanza for Life.
Good evening. How you guys doing?
I was
calling because now I've listened to it a little bit. I think I missed some of it. But I'm actually a bus operator, and I've been dealing with the sciatic nerve for, I guess, almost 4 years now. And I just came to the realization of I don't want to do any surgery because I don't think that going in and cutting on me is going to help cure a nerve issue. So I was thinking on, or I felt led to try to do acupuncture, and I just want to get your spill on that before I actually go through with the whole process of that.
Absolutely. Acupuncture has been shown to be effective in helping relieve the pain, helps you relax, so it can help some of that, you know, what's pinching the nerve to just kind of relax and let it go, which is why the pain kind of goes away. It, you know, when you're dealing with acupuncture, it's hitting different meridians that kind of release the pain. So it's definitely one of the things I would do. It would not be the only thing I would do, but it would be part of a treatment plan. So that should definitely be one. Massage by someone who knows how to do that also definitely helps with, like, numbness and things that often come along with sciatica. So and helps sometimes relieve the pain as well. So I would incorporate pretty much everything we've talked about. Definitely movement, yoga, particularly as Juwanza mentioned, the yin yoga that's really geared toward that. But any beginner yoga is going to have the poses that help relieve the nerve pain that comes along with the condition. So I would definitely start. There's a great beginner yoga things on YouTube, you know, 30-day boot camps, where you can start, find a class that's beginner that you can get into that I think will be very, very beneficial. And then, you know, upping the water intake. And basically, we're looking for water that is about half your body weight in ounces of water. So whatever you weigh, divide that by 2, and that's how many ounces of water a day you should be drinking. And so if you're way below that, you know, work your way up each day, adding more and more to that, and you'll notice a huge difference with that as well. So I would go with the exercise, stretching, yoga, water, and then the dietary changes as well.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have another
dietary
question?
I'm sorry. Yes, as it relates to the dietary aspect, then so pretty much the foods that does not have, I mean, well, maybe the cheese and different things like that, or stay away from different types of foods. I mean,
Right. So definitely dairy, because dairy is a inflammatory food. So you want to stay away from all dairy, cheese, and milk products. So you can use plant-based milks like almond milk or coconut milk or something like that instead. You want to stay away from processed sugar and sugary drinks, even sugary sports drinks. Sugar is going to be something that definitely makes the body more acidic and inflammatory as well. You're going to want to either eliminate or cut the meat significantly and, you know, step down from that. And if you don't know how, that's what I do. You can go to my website and get meat-free recipes or a consultation to help walk you through it. But you want to stay away, especially from highly processed meat at, you know, fast food restaurants, at chain restaurants, because they're using the worst and lowest quality meat that causes even more inflammation and has lots of pesticides and antibiotics, which are not good, which will cause more inflammation in the body. You want to stay away from fish from these places as well, because they're factory farmed, and so that means they're giving them unnatural food and antibiotics as well. So you really want to eat no meat, but if you are, it has to be very organic, you know, pasture-raised, all of that, until you merge over to something more healthy. So that really eliminates the chain restaurants and fast food restaurants for eating meat there, and going toward more beans, more salads, more bean burritos, more pasta with whole grain, things like that, smoothies, vegetable, green and fruit smoothies for breakfast. Those kind of things are where you're really going to want to basically kind of shake your diet up completely. And then there are places you can go to eat if you're someone who has to be out a lot. You know, there are Sweet Green and Chipotle and salad places where you can get beans and greens that will not, you know, be a problem. So there are alternatives. But, yeah, it's really going toward a plant-based diet with a very little processed food. It's got what you're going to want to do.
You mentioned, brother, you mentioned that you've been dealing with the sciatica for 4 years now?
Yes, sir.
And how long have you been driving the bus?
I'm going on 9 years now.
Okay. Do you exercise? Do you get your exercise in?
I do. I was going into the gym, and it seemed like it just started acting up real bad just about like 4 months, maybe 4 months ago. It started acting real bad. I've never really felt it like this before. And so I kind of backed up going into the gym, because it was kind of a little discouraging and kind of, you know, throw you off a little bit. I kind of backed up. So because I was doing the crunches and I was doing my weights, and I couldn't do the crunches like I wanted to, and so it just started kind of discouraged me a little bit. But I do plan to go back in there, though.
Go ahead, doctor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't. You can finish. I don't know if you heard about what we were talking about. The yoga, is that what you're going to say? Because I think for right now, you probably want to focus on more things that are stretching the muscles as opposed to weightlifting until things are in order. So I could understand how that could be difficult to go in and do that type of exercise when you really want to do more walking and more, if you can, but more yoga and stretching is really what's going to relieve the pain as opposed to some of the more heavier weights right now. And you can definitely get back to the weights, and weights are very beneficial, but you really want to focus on a different type of exercise that's going to elongate the muscles, relieve the pain. So that would be a lot more beneficial.
Okay.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Next day or on the 17th, I'm going to be having on a guest who's going to be talking about yin yoga, and it just so happens that yin yoga is actually, he was introduced to yin yoga as a result of being diagnosed with sciatica, and somebody mentioned to him, have you thought about yin yoga? And so now he decided to give it a try, and it actually, he claims that the yin yoga actually, the sciatica disappeared after he started doing the yin yoga, and he stuck with it, and now he's teaching yin yoga, and we're going to be doing a show on that on Wednesday the 17th. So if you're available from 7 to 8 p.m., I think it would be a show that you could really benefit from hearing, because, again, this is, he attributes the yin yoga to actually alleviating and eradicating his condition. So if you're not doing anything and you'd like to tune in, I invite you to do so.
Yeah, I most definitely will do that. I appreciate that. I most definitely will be tuning in. I'll make a note of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so
and
much.
And if you
thank
have
you so
a job, I was just going to add, if you have a job where you're sitting, if possible, you really have need to get up every 45 to, you know, minutes to an hour to stretch and walk, even if it's just walking through the bust from the front to the back and stretching in place. That's going to be helpful because it's sitting for hours and hours is really going to agitate that condition even more. And so the longer you do that, you know, the worse that tends to get.
Okay.
In addition, Dr. Lathan just said too, also, if you know that, let's say tomorrow, that, you know, let's say at 9 o'clock you got to be on the bus, okay, maybe you need to get some stretching in early before you even go to work. You know what I mean? Get some stretching in if you know that you're going to be sitting for the next, you know, however many hours, you know. And then after you get off work, you know, go home and try to stretch. And, you know, like Dr. Lathan mentioned, you can check out YouTube, and they got, you know, all kinds of videos on how you can do certain exercises that help with the sciatica. Thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate you taking the time to call in.
Not a problem. I appreciate you guys. Have a blessed night.
Thank you.
All
right. You do the same.
All right.
This is a powerful, powerful show. Again, there are a lot of people out there dealing with conditions such as sciatica and other conditions as well. And just, again, to have you on regularly to help address some of these conditions, you know, I hope that the information that we just gave our brother is going to be beneficial. Hope that he becomes a regular listener. And I want to encourage people to get in contact with you because, again, this is what you do. You help advise people on that we can, you know, live healthy and above and beyond our daily routines to experience the joy of life. Doctor, would you please share with people how they can get in contact with you directly? Because I know that there are people after hearing this show are going to want to get in contact with you.
Absolutely. You can first go to my website, which is rubylathan.com. That's RubyLathon.com. You can find a lot of information there. You can get in contact with me there and make appointments right on the website. Or you can reach me at 202-709-7829. And happy to assist you with whatever, you know, the condition might be. You know, ranging from just wanting to eat healthier to, you know, having a therapeutic diet plan that helps address your specific issue. And then I work with a number of great people like Dr. Watkins that we often work in concert with people, you know, who are dealing with something that needs both of our attention. So, there's a complete kind of scope so that we can kind of get to that root cause and get you on a better path.
Speaking of Dr. Watkins, everybody, he's going to be on my show this Sunday at 8 a.m., from 8 to 9 a.m., and the topic, this is all segueing into each other, the topic is exercise and longevity. So, again, exercise, longevity. So that's going to fall in line with everything that we've been discussing today, you know, just the need to move. You got to move the body, and, you know, there are ways in which that, you know, certain movements that you can do that can help you to live longer. I mean, I think we don't oftentimes put a lot or as much emphasis on exercise as we should. So we'll be talking about exercise and longevity this Sunday, okay, from 8 to 9 a.m., not p.m., but 8 in the morning to 9 in the morning. So tune in, and we will be discussing that. Dr. Lathan, I want to tell them about the veggie chest as well, too, because you mentioned lifestyle changes, not eating meat, not eating dairy, sugar, all of that. When people are making that transition, you know, they need somebody to show them how to do it. You know, it's like, okay, people will readily agree that, yeah, I need to eat better. Yeah, I know I need to cut back on this. I know I need to cut back on that. But when you cut back on something, when you take something out of your diet, you got to replace it with something. And once you take something out that's bad, you got to replace it with something that's good. And Dr. Lathan hosts a show called The Veggie Chest, which comes on YouTube. Doc, can you tell them about your show?
Sure. It is a plant-based cooking show. So all the recipes are healthy, and they taste really good. That is the point, and I try to make it as very simple as possible so that you have a lot of good options and you're not in the kitchen all day. But it has a lot of dishes where you can replace, you know, meat-based things. I think one of my favorites that I always get from everyone is my 10-minute raw tacos that people can't believe are not ground beef, and they're made actually from walnuts. So I kind of take the guesswork out of it and develop a tried and true recipe that you know is going to taste good, pretty easy to make. You really can make it in about 10 minutes with a food processor, and it tastes incredible. So it gives you ideas of how to replace the meat in your diet with something that tastes just as good and most likely better, but actually gives you energy instead of weighing you down. So it's a short show, about 5 to 7 minutes, shows you how to do it, gives you the ingredients, and then you'll be on your way. So I do it to, you know, introduce people to new food so you know what it's supposed to look like, how to do it, and make this transition relatively easy so that you can enjoy your food while being healthy. And I know that's a lot of why sometimes people are a little bit hesitant to move to a healthy lifestyle because they think food is no longer going to be enjoyable, but that is not the case. I just made an incredible gluten-free lasagna last night with ricotta cashew cheese that I made from scratch in about 5 minutes. So it's possible to do, and I'm happy to show people how to do it so they can live healthy and happy at the same time.
Doc, you're making me hungry, and it's dinner time, and I haven't eaten dinner yet. You're talking about this.
Yeah, so people should go either to my website or they can go to YouTube and just put in The Veggie Chest, and you will find me right there, or put in my name, Dr. Ruby Lathan. You'll find it either way. But it's there, The Veggie Chest, and subscribe to the channel so you'll know when new videos are coming out and when should be coming up in the next week. That we're editing now that should be out soon. So you'll be notified.
You know, Doc, I want to thank you so much for all of the work that you do. Again, I know that it's a labor of love. You enjoy doing what you're doing. And every time I talk to people that are saving lives and changing lives, that's such a powerful, powerful thing. And oftentimes we don't really appreciate our health until, you know, it starts to deteriorate. We don't appreciate not being in pain until we are in pain. I've been there. I got hit by a car, and I got hit by a car once, and I was in a wheelchair, and I didn't appreciate walking until I was in a wheelchair walking, watching everybody else just walking around freely. You know, I didn't appreciate it until I couldn't walk, you know. So to the brother who called in, you know, I just want to commend you for taking the step, and you're doing what so many people don't do, and that is you're gathering information. You know, when you have more information, you can make a wiser choice, and so that says a lot about you, okay? So I just commend you. You know, you're looking at the acupuncture, and like Dr. Lathan mentioned concerning the acupuncture, it's going to have its benefit, you know, but there are other things to do in conjunction with the acupuncture. The acupuncture can relieve the pain, but you know, whatever the cause is, we got to deal with what causes the pain in the first place and address it from that angle. That way it doesn't come back. But just the fact that you don't want to have surgery, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I commend you, and I encourage you to tune in this Sunday. Dr. Ted Watkins is going to be on. We're going to be talking about exercise and longevity. I encourage you to tune in next Wednesday. Brother Julian Juju Payne is going to be talking about yin yoga, and what actually got him started on the yin yoga path was finding something that would help him with his sciatica, and now it's gone. Okay, so I encourage you to tune in for that. And Dr. Nathan, again, any parting words for our listeners? I don't want to hold you over. I appreciate
sure.
the time.
No problem. I do want to tell people about the Baltimore Vegan Soul Fest coming up on the 20th. So if you're close to Baltimore, in Baltimore, you should go. It's from noon to, I think, 6 or 7 p.m., a lot of great speakers. I've been a speaker there for the last 2 years. I'll be there tabling with information. So, and you can go to my website and get more information about that, or you can just put in Baltimore Vegan Soul Fest, and you'll get the details. It's a wonderful event. So if you're transitioning or curious or just want more information about a plant-based lifestyle, you'll get it there.
And this is a lifestyle. This plant-based, it's a lifestyle. You don't want to go back after the pain stops. You know, it's like you don't want it to be like a toothache where, you know, the tooth, we always, you know, we want the tooth pulled until the tooth stops hurting. And then once the pain stops, it's like, okay, pass that candy bar, you know. So you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a lifestyle change. And I just invite everybody, if you're not on the holistic health path, come join us. It's nothing like being healthy. There's nothing like living pain-free, and you can do it because you're here for a reason, and it's not to go back and forth to the hospital. Thank you so much for tuning in. You could be doing anything else, but your spirit brought you here. You're not here by accident. You tuned in on purpose. So this information has to be for you. Dr. Nathan, I bow to you, my sister. I bow, because, again, you are changing this world one person at a time. You put the information out there, and people are responding. And so I thank you, and I encourage everybody, make sure that you call Dr. Lathan, because it's a matter of life. It's a matter of life. Choose life. Dr. Lathan, thank you so much, my sister.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Certainly. I'll talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, that is Dr. Ruby Lathan. Make sure that you check out Veggie Chest. You got to check out the Veggie Chest. You're making this transition, okay? It's a transition. And if, for whatever reason, you slip a day and, you know, don't beat yourself up, you know, it's a process, you know? Rome wasn't built in a day, as they say. I mean, it's a process. You're going to get there, but you have to know that it's worth, you are worth whatever the effort is that you make to be healthy. When you look at that person, and you love that person that's looking back at you, then nobody's going to love the person that looks back at you like you. Nobody is going to take care of the person that's looking back at you when you look in the mirror like you. It's in your control. It's your responsibility. And so now you've heard this information. The question is, what are you going to do with it? Okay? What are you going to do with it? Think about it. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Jawanza. You're listening to Jawanza for Life. Until the next time, everybody, peace.